bin Martov Shin Pei. We know that, we discussed last week, the idea of how Ezra instituted the reading of the Klolos in Sefer Vayikra. In other words, those in Parshas Bechukosai prior to Shavuos, and that was even at a time period when the Torah was not completed once a year, but rather once every 3 years. So too also, we find that, certainly for us, Bamidbar's Parshas Bamidbar always arrives as a buffer between Parshas Bechukosai and Shavuos. And if, as the Piyut says, Tich l'shana v'kilo seh v'tochel shana bircho seha, that's said with regard to Rosh Hashanah. Right? There's a reading of the Klolos prior to Rosh Hashanah as well. Parshas Kisavo, and always there's a buffer called Parshas Nitzavim. Tich l'shana v'kilo seh, if indeed we examine, look at how our failure to fulfill our job description, be it in terms of our general connection to Hashem prior to Rosh Hashanah, be it with regard to our fulfillment of producing Torah on Shavuos. Remember Shavuos, the reason why it's considered such an important Rosh Hashanah, that it requires the same sort of preparation as the Rosh Hashanah that we refer to, right, of Tkiyas Shofar. Why is it so important? We're judged upon the fruits of the tree. But Adam, ki Adam eats hasodeh. Right, and metaphorically, Chazal say, Adam eats hasodeh, we are similar to the tree of the field. Just as the tree of the field produces fruit, so too we are. It's incumbent upon us to produce fruits, the fruits of Torah. And so the Ari talks about the idea of how a person's chelik in Torah is very much defined by how he approaches Shavuos, how he enters into Shavuos. His yearning to be a mekabel Torah, when he receives the Torah, his yearning to accept the all of Torah, the yoke of Torah. We talked about that in our discussion of Shavuos, which means Hashem. Have a chance to hear. But here let's deal with Bamidbar. And I think we'll see that it's not just that we're counted, we're still standing. It's not as though we've been decimated and destroyed after Parshas Bechukosai. We're still standing, we've been counted, there's a census, etc. I don't think that's the only issue that's meant to strengthen our sense of self and cause us not to lose hope after having reading all the terrible Klolos in Parshas Bechukosai. I think there's something much more why Bamidbar is such a crucial stepping stone to Kabbalah Satorah. Let's examine just a few points. First is, the Pasuk says, Se'u'es Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael L'mishpechosam L'veis Havosam M'mispar Shemos Kol Zachar L'gugolosam. The verb se'u, so Rabbeinu Bachya is omen on that, se'u, not mene, right, svor, count, right, etc. Se'u, raise up. And Rabbeinu Bachya points out that as we enter into the structure called the Jewish people, each person, as we will see, with his individual job description, each person with a responsibility, that which is incumbent upon him, to make himself a part of the klal as well. This presents us with both an opportunity to be raised up, R-A-I-S-E-D, raised up in our spiritual stature, or God forbid, if in fact we are not committed and not successful, for lack of trying, that is, to connect ourselves both as an individual, as a member of the klal, as a member of the tzibur, as a member of the community. If we fail those areas, then unfortunately the su transforms from R-A-I-S-E to R-A-Z-E, to be raised off. The head can be raised off. Again, this is metaphorical, but the idea being that if we fulfill our job description, once again, as both an individual and as a member of the tzibur, of the community, then we indeed rise in stature. And if chas v'chalila, we ignore, we abdicate our responsibility in both of these areas, then we are worthy of having our hat size changed. Fine. That was what Rabbi Nabachi points out. The Malbim deals with another issue. The Malbim deals with the strategy of the counting. It is Livish Bechosam Leves Avosam Bimispar Shemos Kol Zachar LeGugolosam. We are Miuchosos. Again, Yichus. Yichus doesn't mean necessarily in this context, oh, my great-grandfather wore a frock, or my great-great-great-grandfather wore a shtreimel, or he happened to be a rav here or a rav there. Of course, that is yichus. But the basic yichus we're talking about over here is the holiness of the family unit. That there's no question as to who my father, who my mother are. Right? For the Shechina to be shorer in Klal Yisrael, it needs to be Levishpachosam Levis Havosam. Holiness. Continues the Malbim, Bemispar Shemos Kol Zachar LeGugolosam. This, says the Malbim, Bemispar Shemos Kol Zachar LeGugolosam, is actually addressing two different forms of counting. And he says both were employed in this quote-unquote census of the Jewish people. Bemispar Shemos, the number of names, each person came and wrote his name on a piece of paper, a papyrus, I don't know, wrote it down on something, and gave it in to the head of his mishpacha, who gave it in to the general head of all the families, the base Av, right, and then eventually reaching Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nasi Shevet, and then Moshe Rabbeinu. Every individual name was counted. In contrast to that, Kol Zachor LeGugolosam, a Gugolos literally is a skull. I dare say that if we think about a skull is fairly anonymous. Right? And we have certain famous skulls in Pirkei Avos. We know that Hillel HaZaken saw the skull of a famous bandit floating in the river. Right? L'havdel Lufi Alos, we have, alas, poor Yorick, right? I knew him, Horatio, etc. Right? That's also a skull. But the fact is really, under normal circumstances, the skull is anonymous. And the Malbim tells us that we were counted, also, each person gave a machtzis ha-shekel. That machtzis ha-shekel, once again, is also anonymous as part of the counting. So there were two methodologies of counting. One methodology which focused on individuality, mispar shemos. Another methodology which spoke to the world of anonymity. The idea of when I need to serve the klal, I can't be focused sometimes on myself. I mustn't forget myself because I have an individual job description, as we saw perhaps last week, I think, the Sfasem is brought from the Chiddush Yarim, right, from his holy grandfather, in the explanation of the Mishnah in Avos, Im ein ani li mi li, vim ani latzmi ma ani, vim lo achshav ein masai. A person has to see himself in the flow of time. Start with the end, just to make things more succinct. The flow of time, every moment has its requirements. Right? The entire concept of procrastination, of, oh, I don't do it now, I'll do it later, and I get it done. So I was okay, so what big deal, I didn't do it now. No. Every moment has its requirement. That doesn't mean that a person doesn't need sometimes to relax in order to maintain his forward momentum. This is true. And that's individual, it's dependent upon each person, right, what his strengths are, etc., etc., etc. That's not our topic. But it's always, every moment has its requirement. But now let's go back to the individual and the tzibur, the specific person and his relationship to the community. Im ein anili mili, said the Chiddush Yarim. It is a quotation of the Mishnah of Avos. If I am not going to do what I need to do, who's going to do it for me? In aid a neely meely. Each person comes to this world with different strengths, with different weaknesses, with different nurture, with different nature, right? That is my job description. Okay, but if only I see the me, myself, and I, what am I? Can I do the full job that really is incumbent upon me? What's required in this world? No, I need to be joined with others as well, because there are things that are only possible to be accomplished as an individual, and there's things that are only conceivable, yeah, if we turn them over to the realm of the tzibur, of the community. Kishani latzmi ma'ani. So therefore, as we count, based upon the way the Malbec explained for us, we have both facets here. Individuality, every individual name, gulgolis, the anonymous skull. Once again, they didn't count skulls, they counted machzios ha-shekel. Further. Let's take a look at the Degolim. Kirk Bates. What does it say? It's the Vagabar Shemel Moshe Vel Aaron Lemor Ish Al Diglo Beosos Leves Avosav Yachanu Bnei Yisrael Mineged Saviv Leoil Moed Yachanu Mineged Saviv Neged Saviv. Opposite surrounding. Rashi says, we neged, merachok, meal. The distance of a meal. A meal is 2,000 amos. An amo is anywhere between a foot and a half, right? And 2 feet. How do they know that we neged is a reference to a distance of a meal? Because it says by Yeshua, ach rachok ye beinechem uveinov kalpayim amo. He's told there before they encamp around Jericho that no one should be more than, right, rachok, more than 2,000 amos from the Oron HaKodesh, so they could be able to daven by the Oron HaKodesh. They could go on Shabbos, Lavo B'Shabbos, etc. So too, we also found that was, says the Rashi, this is also true with regard to the encampment in the Midbar. He continues his very interesting thing. Shiyuchu alavol b'Shabbos. Moshe v'Aaron u'banav v'halaviyim chonim b'samuch lo. It's funny. The mineged, at no greater distance than 2,000 amos, somehow they learned that from Yehoshua, which is not at all clear, because the word rachok doesn't appear here in our psukim in Bar Midbar. The word mineged appears. Not rachok. So in the context of Yehoshua, we see there the word rachok is associated with 2,000 amos. Where do we see that with regard to the word mineged? We don't see it. And then Rashi adds in that Moshe v'Aaron u'banav and the Leviim chonim samuch lo. They're close. What's that have to do with anything? Is that also mineged? And it's kind of rare. There is a mineged that somehow is applicable to up to 2,000 amos, and there's a neged which is samuch, which is close. Both are true. Interesting. But we still don't really understand how they know 2,000 amos is applicable to the word mineged. We only know it from rachok. The Sfas addresses this. He brings the medrash on the bottom of page 2, right? Medrash says that the way that we know this concept of 2,000 amos to the word mineged is via Hagar. Because by Hagar it says, if you see the last two lines of this medrash here in the note at the bottom, the footnote, Vatelech Vateshev La Mineged Harchek Kimetachave Keshes. In the psukim that speak about Hagar, who feels at this point abandoned, right? She's been driven out of the house of Avram and Sarah. Ishmael appears, is going to die shortly from dehydration. Atelech Vateshiv Lo Mineged Hachek Kimetachave Keshes Ki Amra Aler Eve Mosa Yeled Vateshiv Mineged Vatisas Kolova Tefk. So by Hagar, it says both Rachok and Neged, Mineged. By Yehoshua, it says Harchek Rachok, and it says 2,000 Amos. By the Mishkan, in our Sefer Bamidbar, it says Mineged. So by way of Hagar, connecting Mineged to Harchek, which takes us back to Yehoshua, of what we learn, that Harchek is 2,000 Amos, that brings us back to the Mishkan in the Sefer Bamidbar, where it says Mineged, and we know that's 2,000 Amos. So fascinating. It says it's Fasemis. But Pasuk Mineged, Saviv Lo Moed, Rachuch Mil, Valavim Ayu Krovim Lo Moed. We saw in Rashi before that in the Mineged, there is on the one hand, those who were 2,000 Amos away, and there are the Levim who are close. The Isib Medrash Bnei Levi Shekirvo Atzmam. The Medrash also says that Bnei Levi who brought themselves close, in other words, they were very dedicated to the servant of Hashem, they encamped closer. Ha'inyinu dechsiv Shalom Shalom LaRochok VeLaKorov. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out in Shleimus and Shalom to those who are both distant and close. The Yesh Zochim El Hashleimus LaYedei Kirvus Yesh Aldei Rachkus. Fascinating concept that a person has the capacity to reach Shleimus completion both by being close and also by being distant. V'lo'od El Shrikodim K'siv LaRochok. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says Shalom Shalom LaRochok first and after is LaKorov. Who is a wise person who knows his place? We sometimes confuse the concept of kinas sofrim tar bechokhba, that the jealousy of one learner vis-a-vis another learner, one who applies himself to Torah, right? He's mekana his diligence. He's mekana his intelligence, not intelligence, his accomplishment. He's not mekana that I wish I were he. Eizu achokha makiris makomo. Who is wise, a person who knows his place. Knows his place. And that is precisely the topic that we're talking about over here. V'lachein k'siva yasu b'nisil k'chol asher tziva. At the end of the discussion, right, in the encampments, it says they did exactly as they were commanded. What's the big deal? You tell the place where to live. This is your, you know, split level home in the suburbs. That's where you live. What's the problem? There's a big thing you're doing. Everybody recognized their place. That's just their place in physical, right? The proximity to one another. But their place, everybody has to be inspired by others. Strive to be, recall, to accomplish like others, but everybody realized that they need to be who they were. We base on Drago's Nas Hashalom v'Hishra Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina b'neihem. They're those that Kodesh Baruch Hu designs and through life circumstances brings them to a state of being korov, and they're those who are Kodesh Baruch Hu designs and through life circumstances rages for them to be rachok, yearning to be closer, to those who feel inherently that closeness and struggle to grow higher and higher and grow more and more and more, and then those who feel very distant and they're yearning to bridge the gap. We've always got Rachok and Korov. Rachok and Korov. Levim were Korov. Right? That's their whole essence. They're Korov. They're Korov. And they're those, right, Right? They're those who are distant. He says a fascinating, look at this line here from the Sfas Emes. Chsiv Ashrei Tivchar Usakarev. In Kei Yesh Afilu Berachokim Bechira. Right? Berachokim. People are far away. Yesh Pratim Shezokim Liskarev Ben Yisrael Neskanu Ben Leviim. The Jewish people weren't jealous of the Leviim. They knew that was their job description. Halaviim Masu Kol Kocham El Tzibur. And they gave all their koch to the Tzibur. Everybody has a different job description. We don't want, as the Sfas Emes said, we don't want kina v'sacharus. That brings us back to the source of this entire limud. How do we know when it says mineged with regard to the Mishkan, the encampment around the Mishkan is 2,000 amos? V'hagar k'siv ateshev mineged harchek kimtacha v'keshes v'tisa kol v'atefk. She felt so far away and she cried. Right? The different types of tefillah. There's a tefillah of charbi, which is close in combat, the sword, bakashti, the bow and arrow, which is very far away, subakasha. And she felt far away. Kiptacha vekeshes, just as the flight of the arrow has to travel for a long distance, so too also she felt far away. Yaakov had both. Right? He took Shem, the Charbi, the Kashti. Right? That sense of closeness, and yet sometimes a sense of distance. And says the Sfas Emes, this is also Yosef and Yehuda. Be that as it may, we learn from here that every individual, we said initially that the counting, the census took place both as individuals, as a member of the Klal. As individuals, some people, as it were, are designed to be in a state of Korov. Some people are designed to be in a state of Rochok. And the reward is according to the toil. Lefum Tzara Agra. Every individual is different. Let's examine just briefly now the idea of the Klal. Said that the Jewish people encamped, going back to the first citation at the bottom of page 1, Isham Diglod, but Osos Leves Havosam. These Osos, these symbols, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Medrash teaches us, Beshash Enigla Koshborchal Har Sinai, in the middle of page 2 here, the Medrash, background, he wanted to be Hashem's entourage on earth. Bishash Enigla Koshborchal Har Sinai, Yardu Yimo Chaf Beis Rivavos Shal Malachim. Right? 22,000s of Malachim. They saw the entire sky was split open. They were able to be witness to the inner workings of the universe at Maimon Har Sinai. And as it says here in the second line of the Medrash, Kevet Shiro, Oson Yisrael, Shehim Asuyim, Degolim, Degolim, Yischilu, Misavim, Lidegolim. They desired to be encamped just like the Malachim were encamped around the Kisei HaKavod, so too, Alavai, Kacharu, Nasim, Degolim, Kabosim, we wish to be encamped just like they around the Ohr HaKodesh. To close the Medrash, Omelem, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mani Savisem, Lasos, Degolim, Chayechem, Shani, Bebali, Mishaloseichem. By your life, I promise you, I will, as it were, fulfill your desire. And that's the pasuk that we say, L'Natzeach, every day in Perkhof, Yemale Hashem kol b'shalosecha. V'yad hodiyah koshmorcho osam l'Yisrael v'amr l'mosh asei osam d'golib, k'moshi nis'avu. Why were they desirous to be d'golib? I mean, what's the idea? You know, this is going to be put on there. On their CV, you know, we're capped like the golem, just like the angels, like, don't you think I deserve the job of a CEO with a piece of information like that on my resume? No. I think if what they wanted is they wanted always to be conscious that they were a matzah malach. A malach is a shliach. We know that a malach means a shliach, he's an emissary. They wanted to be the state of where they were always conscious of the fact that they were the shlichim of Hashem on earth, just as the malachim in heaven are the shlichim of Hashem from heaven to earth. We are the shlichim of Hashem upon the earth to reveal Hashem's presence within the earth, upon the earth, through all of life's objects, through all of life's experiences, through interpersonal relationships. That's our shlichus. If we are encamped like the malachim, that's a constant reminder, you're shliach. You're shliach, and the shlichus of Yehuda is not the same as Reuven, is not the same as Yisachar, is not the same as Shimon, etc. You have a unique shlichus. But at the same time, you're all in one encampment around the Aron HaKodesh. You have a shlichus as a klal as well. The Mirbachi even says the word osos is miloshem b'chol avas nafshecha. What you want, kivach Hashem b'tziyot ivach lemoshav lo, because Baruch Hu wants, he wants. Again, the importance of this wanting is we wanted a constant reminder of our responsibility vis-a-vis the Creator. And it says also Shir HaShirim, as the end of the Medrash says, Rabbi Bachi says, V'diglo alai ahava zu shechira. If that's really what you want, you want to be aware, you want to be conscious of it, then my divine spirit will rest upon you. Further, Rashi says, in his parish of the Osos, he says, what are the Osos? So, not like Rabbi Bachi, it says the word Osos is Miloshon Iva, Ava, to want. Rather, Osos are really symbols. One of the symbols says Rashi Chupirushim. Ki degel yelo, kol degel yelo os, mapa tzvua, a colored flag, tluyabo, tzivo shelze lo kitzivo shelze. We're familiar with the idea that they had different representations, an aryeh for Yehuda, and as the ev, a wolf for Binyamin, etc., etc., etc. We're not going to deal with that right now. Like, we're dealing with is the Rashi mentions the color of the flag. What was the color of the flag? The color of the flag was Kitzivo Shelze Tseva Kol Echad Kigavan Avnoa Kvua Bechoshen. The color of each flag was according to the color of their stone upon the Choshen. Of what importance is that? I dare say it's very important. The Choshen and the stones, one representing every Shevet, with their names upon it. The names perhaps of the Avos on it, maybe Shivti Yeshur is also on it, etc. Inside the folds of the Choshen were the Urim and Tumim, names of Hashem. And the king, or even the Sar Tzava, the general, could come when there was a deep need to find out the Rebbe Shlom's will with regard to some very public and crucial decision, going to war, whatever the case may be. And the king, or the Sar Tzava, at the behest of the king, would stand in front of the Kohen, and he would ask his question. And then the stones with the letters would light up, communicating an answer. How did this work? What was the mechanism that caused this to work? So Tzadok HaKohen said that the way that this worked was because we know, we've mentioned before, Pasuk says, Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. And Har Sinai was smoking. And Chazal say in the Sefer Yetzirah that Ashan is Rosh Tevos Olam Shana Nefesh. Right? Olam Shana Nefesh. And as a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings his divine spirit down to this world, this physical world that he has created, and it becomes manifest on three planes: a plane of Olam, of space, a plane of Shana, of time, and a plane of Nefesh, of the medium called life itself. And every one of these planes has its unique focal point, its Mikdash. And it is through that Mikdash that the connection, the pipeline, descends from heaven down to earth, and then spreads across the entire plane. So the Mikdash of space is our Beis HaMikdash, on Har Moriah. The Mikdash of Zman is Shabbos Kodesh. And the Mikdash of the Beam of Life are the collective souls of the Jewish people. The Jewish people who have accepted the job description to carry Hashem's name in the world, they are the Mikdash. They are the Mikdash. So now, how does this happen now? Says Reb Tzadok, the Kohen Gadol carries the Choshen, and a part of the names of the Jewish people. He is Aaron's descendant. Aaron, who is Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oev Sabrios, Rekarva the Torah. Well, like Rishmael Kohen Gadol said, he loves all the Klal Yisrael, he makes them into one. He unites them. They're all there. And through that unique koach, he unites them, they all become one unit. And as such, that forms the pipeline of connection through the medium of life. And the divine providence comes down from heaven and passes through the circuit board, the great circuit board, called the Urim and Tumim, right within the Choshen Mishpat, and the divine message is revealed. The very concept of the colors of the stones speaks to the unity of the Jewish people and the incredible koach that unity generates. We are the conduit. We are the mikdash of nefesh in this world. So once again, just as the very encampment reminds us of our job description, that we are the emissaries of Hashem upon the earth, the colors of the flags associated with the individual Golem, the same colors of the stones upon the Choshen, tells us that through unity, through being united, through recognizing my job description is not the same as his job description, but we're all in it together, like the Sfardo explains on the words of Klal Yisrael Parshas Yisro, Naaseh. That's a Mishpat, that's a Mishpatim. Right? Naaseh. We will do it. Between all of us, it will be done. The will of Hashem will be done. Because no two people have the same strength. No two people have the same nurture, the same nature, the same handicaps, etc. As a unit all together, we will fulfill what Hashem wants in this world, the transformation of every sort of experience and every sort of object and every sort of occurrence, etc., that some people will experience and others won't experience, but in the end we will lift up Hashem's name out of every part of the universe. Like the colors, the incredible power of the Choshen Mishpat provided to them, to the color of their flag. And then the second parish of Rashi says, the Osos, according to the symbols, the order, the symbolic order that their father gave them, when Yaakov Avinu was passing on in Egypt, he told them, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael to bury me, this is the order of the way I want you to carry my bier back to Eretz Yisrael. Ruvein here, Yudah here, Yisachar here, Shimur here, etc. And when you travel through the desert, when you leave Egypt, I want you to travel in the same order. The exact same order. This, in the topic we're talking about in terms of unity, this prevents pirut. It prevents divisiveness, division. Why? Who's going to argue? No one can say, hey Moshe, you've decided this order arbitrarily. You have favoritism over your nepotism, whatever the case may be. This is the Masorah. This is what Yaakov said. Why? Kaha. That's the way it is. So we have in our counting, right? Right? We have in our counting of the Jewish people, we have the importance of the concept of individuality. Bibis for Shemos, concept of unity, the Gugulosa using the Matzah Shekel, right? We have the strength of the community, right? We wanted to be ba'osos, like Rabbi Bachye taught us, right? That this we desired. We desired a constant reminder that we are Hashem's emissaries on earth, just as the angels are His emissaries from heaven. We have to realize that it's only through that unity that we become the conduit of divine providence from heaven down to earth. And we must avoid machlokas at all costs. And that's why the osos were the osos that they received the Mesorah from their father, Yaakov. If in fact that's our approach, then we really are prepared for Shavuos, for Rebbe Torah. We wish to be Hashem's emissaries with individual strengths, right? Overcoming individual weaknesses. We're bound to one another, right? We're bound to one another as members of a covenantal community who stand together at Sinai, Uvo Chulam, Bivis Yachad, Nas Vadishma, Abu Ki Echad, right? What an excellent, excellent prologue to Matan Torah, Parshas Vayikra.